Hey guys, it's Patrice Kaiser, head coach of Seneca Men's Soccer, part of the Vaughn Men's High Performance. You are listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, I can't believe it. Season 8 is upon us. This means that the football season has started. And started well for some.
Well, I think you're 3 for 3. Last year at this time, you were 0 for 3. You told me you were going to get relegated. And this year, you're top of the league, Reggie. Top of the league. Top of the league.
It's early days, but it feels good. It feels good to do a show when you're coming off a win. 3-0 today at Bournemouth.
I'm jealous of you. You know, like, because I have to, like, stress about Milan playing tomorrow at 2:45 right. In Bergamo against Atalanta. But today, right. The Arsenal is 3 for 3. You're buzzing. You're watching. You've watched probably 6 times. You've watched Amazon Prime, All or Nothing on Arsenal. You're that's top of the league. I'm looking at some. I'm going to get to some of our fans who came to join us today. But Reggie is 3 for 3, top of the league. So we're going to talk about all things Arsenal, Premier League,
and the Serie A. Milan champions last
that's
year.
That's right.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, I'm still happy. But again, back to my critical self. We'll see that. Soccer Max. We're at Soccer Max Maple with our good friend Max, who's dealing with some customers here. Our good friend Ross, somewhere over here. And, of course, our fans are such a huge part of our show. And we have a few, Reg, we got a couple of hardcore fans.
That's right.
Who are always giving us suggestions. They're always telling us, you know, good things that we should talk about and things that we messed up about and always giving us new ideas. Vince Mercurio is here somewhere. He's going to be sitting and joining us soon. Vince is always, always up on our show, and he's giving us ideas. Again, true fan like Max and Ross. So we're going to have Vince join us, and he's going to give us a couple of predictions, and I'm sure he's going to give Reggie a hard time, which is what everybody likes to do on our show, right? They like to give you a hard time. You know what that means, Reggie? They love you. So that's good. But it's Arsenal love. It's where is Ronaldo going? It is who's going to win Serie A? What's going on at PSG?
What's going on at United?
At United and Reg.
Yeah.
Three letters that we've forgot about. Thank God my good friend Max told me about this yesterday. TFC.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Max making tonight. Sure that I remember about that. So, yeah, that's they right. play
We're gonna talk about
Inter Miami today against an old foe or old, you know, I guess friend, now foe in Pozuelo. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get to that. Reggie, our show is nothing without our fans.
Definitely.
Mentioned Vince.
Definitely.
Our partnership with Soccer Max. Look at this amazing sign that Max put together for us here. That welcoming our podcast, our partnership with Max and Soccer Max is well valued by all of us. And so we appreciate that. We tell you all the time, check out their stuff. Come in and see us here, see them here. We're going to try to make this a regular occurrence. And we want to see you guys here. So come on in and join us. But we thank our fans, our listeners, a guy like Vince, as well as Max and Ross, because they are part of our family.
For sure. Definitely, definitely. And it's great to come out and, you know, support the local soccer stores and, you know, and have our fans even show up and show us love in a place that we love. So it's a win-win for everybody, especially when we're talking about giving back to, you know, the game a little bit. We've taken a lot from it. Let's start to give back a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we want to make sure that we keep having you guys interact with us. So obviously, you know, you'll see us here on YouTube. Reggie, where else can they find us? We know Reggie's usual thing.
So we are on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. We are on Twitter, Football Weekly Pod, all one word. You can now find us on Twitch. We live stream on Twitch. We are in the process of trying to get onto Facebook Live as well. You can find us on YouTube. You guys know that from last year. And we also are looking into live streaming our shows on Instagram. But that's a lot of work, and it's going to take a little bit of time to set all that up. But we are definitely looking into that to make it easier for you guys to watch us live. So I don't know, Joe.
Well,
there's so much to talk about from the end of last year to the beginning of this season now, even though we're only, well, EPL's 3 weeks in. Serie A's, this is the second week. There's still a lot to talk about. We have the Inter and
Spezia game on
right now.
Inter's up by a field goal, I think, right? Vince, 3-0. Vince is giving me updates.
That's about right. So I don't know. Where do you want to start? You want to get predictions? You want to start with what's gone on? What do you want to do?
Well, Vince has been here for a while here, so maybe it's a good chance to get Vince on here with us.
Sure.
Again, probably our number one fan. I'm waving Vince over here. We're going to get Reggie and Joe's, myself, ideas here and stuff. But Vince has been, sitting here closely. You can see Vince there. Vince, welcome. Thank you, Vince, for being with us.
Hang on.
We appreciate it, Vince. We appreciate it. We're going to get, we keep saying it. If you are a listener of ours and you're, a follower, tell us stuff. Give us feedback. We appreciate it. We want to know what you guys want to talk about. I see Vince all the time on the soccer field, and he's always telling me, hey, you guys should talk about this. And we try to do that. So Vince is always keeping us sharp, and we make mistakes, and Vince gets us, or he says, hey, remember this. So he's constantly sending me articles, so we love it. Vince is a huge soccer community guy. We talk about what it means to give back. Obviously, Vince does such great work. I'm very lucky. He works with my son's team, but he works with the Vaughan Soccer Club, and his son is a young up-and-coming player, and he helps out where he can, so he's walking the walk, so we appreciate that. But now, you don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about Vince's prediction. So, Vince, first of all, Vince, what do you think about Reggie's Arsenal? We always bother, what's going on? Is Arsenal for real, Vince? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think they made some acquisitions in the right spots, and it's what you expect, right out of the gate. They're sending a message to the Man City.
Look how happy he is. Look at Max. Look how happy Reggie is. Eh?
No, for sure. I think they're sending a message, right? They're sending a message, and it's what you would have expected, right? And I think last year I predicted that Arteta would have been gone.
He was on your list, Vince.
He was on my list, and I'm glad he's still here. Yeah. I think his philosophy, the way he wants to play, and the type of players he needs, and it's coming through, right? So I'm super excited. Super excited for you, Reggie.
So Vince, having Reggie excited, you want to hear him get really mad now about Arsenal? If you say to him, he knows it's coming. I'm looking at Max here too. If you say to him, of course, Arteta's doing well because it looks like. He's learned a lot from Pep, so he's. You see, I knew he was gonna get mad at that one. Pep disciples. So there you go, Reggie. You can't shake it. Reggie versus Pep. No, anyway, no. All kidding aside, Arsenal is playing some ball. They're playing a great style. They're winning games. They're scoring goals. They're getting
clean sheets.
Yeah, clean. They look good. Come and get your Arsenal jerseys from Max here. He's got all three of them, I think, right, Max? You got all three?
Black jersey is something to behold.
Selling out. So there you go.
The pink one is the second one.
It is.
So. I think the pink one's going to sell out next.
Good, play good, right?
That's it.
No, but Arsenal is playing again. This is, like Vin says, this is what you expect from a club of that, I would say, magnitude. We'll get to what's happening with a club that, of that magnitude and beyond, is not doing well. But yeah, it's good to see. Good to see Gabriel Jesus, playing free.
Couldn't find a spot in Pep's team though, right? The genius.
See, always got to go back to that.
The genius couldn't find a way to put Gabriel Jesus on his team. He'd rather play Phil Foden in a false nine than put him up top.
Reggie, you're supposed to be happy, eh?
I am happy.
You know, it's a good thing Mikel Arteta was listening to Pep in all those meetings, because look what he's done to Arsenal. We'll let the big man enjoy.
Like the scary thing about Man City is, like, look at all the players they let go, and they still got a lot of firepower.
Picked up that one guy, Reggie.
Still a scary team.
Still scary.
Very, very old.
More, I would say more scary. I mean, I don't know, Reggie. Erling Haaland might have something to say.
We'll see.
But it will be a great anticipated matchup, right? For sure. That's one of them. In terms of your team, Vince, the team that you support, in Europe. Obviously, we all support TFC here in this room. I know we do that, and the Canadian national team. But Vince is a big Juventus fan, looking to bounce back this year. So, Vince, big acquisitions too. Angel Di Maria, Kostic, and Paul Pogba coming back, and some other guys coming. I'm going to tell you guys who I think is Juventus's greatest acquisition this year. We'll get to that in a second. But Vince, what are your predictions for Juve? I said that they'll finish first or second because I believe that's what they have with them. I totally believe that. I think they're the front runner with Inter. Reggie thinks that you say it. Like that. But Vince, what do you think? That's a team you follow. What do you got?
I think the club, like Nedved, the board, if they don't win, the league, I think it'll be a disappointment because it'll be 3 years in a row, right? 3 years in a row.
It's not that bad after winning it 10 years in a row, though.
Well, they're a team that, you know, aspires to be, you know, the best of the best in Italy. And so I think they expect them to win. If they don't, I think it'll be a bit of a disappointment. Realistically, I think second or third. I think Inter's still the team to beat.
I can agree with that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, I think you trade, like every Juve fan, you trade a deep Champions League run or a win, obviously, for anything in the league, right? But yeah, it's, you know, again, it's a different cycle, right?
You should be happy with a Champions League win and losing the league, right?
I think everybody would be, right? Anyone?
I think especially since you've won the league so many times, it's just, it becomes boring, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. My team doesn't do it, so I don't know.
I know Ross is going to come join us after two with Max, but Vince, are you ready for my key acquisition? As Ross is working away, you're helping a customer. I'm going to say this. I'd say the biggest acquisition and our addition to Juve this year will be Federico Chiesa. I know what you're saying, Joel. He was out for more than half the year. Easily Juve's most dynamic player. Because, you know, De Maria's age. I mean, Chiesa is an electric player, exciting, so dynamic, makes a difference all the time. I think if you get him back and healthy, that's going to be dangerous. And, you could see where Allegri's going with this. He's got his faults. I'm not going to deal with that. But talk about what he's looking to do. We talked about this off-air with Vince. I think you got Kostic, wide player. You know, you have, if Chiesa comes back, Di Maria. You know, and you have that Vlahovic in the middle. I mean, it's scary. Depay might be coming too. So you can see what Juve's trying to do, right? And of course, looking to rekindle Pogba. But Vince says second or third with Inter as the favorite. I'm going to go with Inter as the favorite. I mean, you're going to get to my prediction later, but that's pretty good.
You guys don't put the champions?
Oh, let's get to that later, Reggie, please. I don't know.
Like how would they won the league last year. You don't put them in the top two this season? Top three
for me.
Four.
I'll answer this now. I think AC Milan.
You think they're going to get relegated?
Be happy to finish in the top. Yeah. No, I mean realistically, I think to go in the top four would be great again. They really overachieved, and Inter got the slip up, right? So,
okay. All right. We'll
see. But am I happy that the way they perform and so on? Even people say they should have done more. I know Ross is one of those guys. I still think it's not over. We'll see, but I still think in that. You're going to get my Serie A predictions after, but Max will be happy too. But there's that. Vince, what about with TFC before we, let you go a little bit? What do you think with TFC, Vince? Do you think that they can make a playoff push?
No, absolutely. I really excited with the acquisitions. Marc-Anthony Kane coming back, which is big plus for the club. Next three or four games are critical, and they need to win. And there's a big buzz around the team now. It's 3 months ago you didn't even want to watch them, and now with the additions of all the Italian internationals and just the class of some of these players, it's super excited. Just
the
to
buzz
watch
is
them.
Back, eh, Vince?
Yeah, I'm
and you really went down. Looking... You were able to go down and into
watched
one of the
couple
games.
Of games yeah. And you just see the quality of the team now. It's really coming together. And big game tonight. Big
Huge,
game tonight.
Right? So... Playoff implications. Reggie, who's your other than the Italians? What do you think? Pass the ball, the Italian. What do you think? We were talking about this, Vince. We've spoken about this. I've spoken to Max and Ross as well. Go ahead, Reg. What do you think is a really important key comeback?
The key from this team now is the addition of Richie Larea coming back to,
Ross is saying 100% in the back. I think he's right.
That's right. Listen, you have the opportunity to go to Europe and play in a top league. They're now in the EPL. Yep. You take the opportunity, but
environment.
You've got to be able to play. Mm-hmm. He's not World Cup's coming. He's got to be playing.
Yeah, good on him.
The squad.
Yeah,
and it only made sense for him to come back to TFC on loan. Slots right back into the right back spot, 2 assists, 2 games. And I think the Italian guys actually trust him. I think I don't want to disparage any players, but I don't think they trusted Cozy Thompson to give him the ball, that he would do something effective with it.
Yeah, there's a different element of quality of
that's right,
and you know, dynamicism that
that's right
Richie brings.
That's right.
I don't think we can that Rich Vince. You were down there. You saw, like, I mean, we watch on TV, but like, there's an excitement even when they touch the ball, right? And they're looking for him as well, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, before they acquired Richie, you could, like, they had the double threat on the left side, right? And they were missing on the right side, and Bernardeschi was getting isolated, right? Now that Richie's there, it's a double threat both sides. It's yeah. They come in waves now, right? When they're on their game, they're coming waves, and it's really nice to watch.
How improved is Michael Bradley, guys? That now we have Richie Larea and you know, the Italian trio. Like, I just think there's less pressure on Bradley, right? So and he's, look, we forgot that, yes, he is a player who's played at the top level. I just think his responsibility was just too much. I don't know what you guys think about that, but
unfortunately, I'm gonna bring it back to Arsenal, and
you gotta go back there again. You just can't. You're just so happy, eh?
Buddy, top of the league, right?
Yeah.
It's Bradley and Xhaka have now benefited from, you know,
supporting cast.
Exactly. The players around them are better, so they look better now, and that's what I see in Bradley. He doesn't have to do everything, which he can't do anymore at his advanced age. He just has to be Michael Bradley.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing right now. And that's why he looks even better.
Elephant in the room, guys. We're gonna we'll end it on this. Most thing that needs to be, the thing that needs to improve the most for TFC is to make the playoffs. Other than, of course, teams, but in the team, what needs to be better? We know these three additions from Europe have been great. Richie Larea, absolutely. I've been singing his praises forever. So have you guys. What's got to change?
Two things, I think. And I'll let Vince go after. Two things. You got to get Richie Larea back permanently. And you have to get Jesus Jimenez firing. If he doesn't score,
yeah, he's gotta score.
We're gonna have problems. Because we can't depend on Insigne and Bernardeschi to score every single time.
You need goals from your striker, right?
That's right. Goals for your number nine.
Vince, what do you think?
No, I agree. Like, they're number nine, Jimenez, Akinola. Like, they need contributions from those guys up top, right? Yeah. And like you said, you can't depend on the Bernardeschi and Insigne to produce, because they're gonna have off games, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna need
your goal scorer to score.
Front, right? Yeah. So
other teams realize that these two guys are world class players, so they're not gonna just let them roam around the field free. So you're going to have to get goals from other places.
And you know, if they're going to get injuries and exactly. Things of that nature. I also think, for me, I agree with these two guys for sure. I also think the goalkeeping position, I think that's huge for TFC. I think you get...
Don't get me started on that.
You know, you need more consistency, right? Quentin Westberg's been hurt. I know he was first choice before this. Bono's come in. Yes, Bono can make saves.
Can't distribute.
Last game, he had trouble, though, with that one. It was a questionable goal, so... But the distribution is always the key, right? And if you're giving up the ball, it's coming right back at you. There's a different way to play. So that, for me, has to, with what both these guys said, I agree. But the goalkeeping's got to be at least solid. Vincent said it too before. Are we biased a little bit, especially me and Vince? Mark Anthony was coaching our sons before he went for his first MLS contract. But we need him too. We need Mark Anthony to come back and help, you know, with that midfield rotation. We need that a lot. And I think what goes under the radar all the time with this team, and I think it's because he's Canadian and I dislike it, it's Jonathan Osorio. Jonathan Osorio keeps showing up, keeps doing his job. He's chipping in with goals. So for me, you know, hats off to Oso, because I think he's stuck through and he's here and he's Toronto through and through, and he wants to win here. He wants to bring TFC back. And I think in this realm, I think these two gentlemen might agree, is that he wants to be part of the leadership group that brings this team back. And I think that's nice to see, because, hey, we're in a, you know, grassroots situation. We want the game to grow. I think it's great for our young kids to see that. Canadian kids making the difference. Of course, Richie Larea.
Contract year too, right?
Yeah, for sure. So
they have to resign. They have to find a way to resign him.
Yep.
as well. Maybe I add that to what they need to do as well, with bringing back Richie and getting Jimenez firing again. But you have to re-sign him also.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be difficult for them, but something that needs to happen in the offseason.
So we went kind of here and there, end around, I would say, Reggie. We were going to end with TFC, but we start with TFC. That's okay. That's good. Right? Because we wanted to get Vince's opinion. Max is telling us that, you know, shirts have flown off the racks with TFC, right, Max? They're gone. He doesn't have any more, and they want numbers on them and so on. So hopefully we get some more in here. Come and visit us. We'll get them in. But there is a buzz again around TFC. Big game tonight. Make sure you're watching it. I know Vince will. He'll probably be texting me later saying, what, did this happen? Did you see that? So we'll see that. By the way, the Crescito goal, unbelievable last game, right? Amazing. So this is what they brought them here for. Reggie? Vince is our guy. Probably now he's at the top of the heap. He might be at the top of the heap. I mean, Max and Ross are always there, but we got some guys. Vince might be at the top of the heap for the Football Weekly guy. So we're going to keep having Vince on again because Vince got a good opinion. So, Vince, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you for having me, guys. No, awesome, no. Great show, and keep up the great work. You guys put on a outstanding production, and good luck with your Arsenal, Reggie. Oh,
buddy. He's gonna say, Vince, you gotta leave Reggie with a shot, please, or else I wouldn't have, like, you know, a good evening tonight.
Well, so if Arsenal ends up winning it, you know, it'll be because of disciple of Pep.
You know, Pep Guardiola's influence on Mikel Arteta has been really a great influence.
Let's not forget he played under Arsene Wenger too, guys. Let's not forget that, please.
Reggie, it's just that thing. Won't let you go. But thank you, Vince, for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, we appreciate it. We love Vince. And again, Vince is, like I said, probably top of the heap. So we appreciate it, Vince. And we'll have Vince on again for a longer period too. So thanks, Vince.
Thanks, guys.
You know, I like Vince, Reggie, because he just gives it to you and it's good. Like, that's we it. Need guys to give it to Reggie because we need that. So that's great. We're gonna have Ross and Max join us after two. They're doing their thing here at the store, helping out a customer. So that's good. Reg, let's get into it. Let's this Arsenal thing. Can this be sustained for you? Like, honestly, I know you want to temper it and so on, but how about this? What makes you say that yes, we can continue this, and what scares you about maybe not?
I think it can continue barring any injuries. We now have the depth of squad. Last season, if Thomas Partey goes down, our midfield's destroyed.
For a long time, when he was out, it was
which
hurt.
Is what happened. If, you know, Lacazette gets hurt, he's our only striker. He only scored 3 or 4 goals last year. But and then we have to play Eddie Nketiah. But now it's different. Now we have depth at every position. And I know we still might be in the runnings to get a striker.
Right. That'd be a good idea.
Maybe another midfielder. I know Tielemans' name has been bandied about a little bit as well. So
great fit. Wouldn't that be a good fit?
Our defense is, like, I mean, I heard it about 300 times today how Saliba looks like a Rolls Royce out there. And the only player that I remember being called a Rolls Royce was that guy from Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not comparing it to, but.
No, but let's compare the importance. And I think you make a good point. I think any team now that is up and coming and solidifying themselves, the center back position has to be solidified.
You have to start from the middle, the spine, to the front.
Yeah.
And I think they've done that in the last 2-3 seasons.
Oh, we got an Arsenal fan here. We just have an Arsenal fan walking out.
That's it.
There you go. Enjoy. Congrats.
Take care.
So these Reggie's just, I don't know if we're going to get his head through the door here today, but that's amazing. Again, though, we just had Vince on.
Yeah.
Juventus, Bremer, you know, signing Bremer.
Yeah.
You talk about my team. Oh, they won the league. I keep saying to everybody, Kalulu and Tomori were unbelievable. It allows you to play somewhere. Saliba and Gabriel, I just watched them and I'm going, tandem wise, that's pretty darn good. It's good. You need to be able to play that way. The game is faster than ever. The Premier League is the fastest league. You know, you have to be able to recover. And what that does for guys like, you know, Odegaard, Xhaka, whoever is playing ahead of you, it doesn't matter. There's more, you know, Partey. It gives you a sense of reassurance. Zinchenko, Tomiyasu is still in the mix too, Reg, right?
He is. He came on today late.
There's a little bit more there, right? So,
and there's competition for spots now. So you're going to get everyone's best now because nobody wants to leave the team.
Well, two names for you, Reggie. I keep saying this again. Bukayo Saka and Emil Smith Rowe. It's a year, you know.
Emil Smith Rowe can't get in the team right
Can't get in the team right now.
That's our number 10.
Yeah. So good or bad? I say it's good. It's good. I say it's good because
there's
we
lots
know
of
the
games
season long. Yeah.
So, lots of games.
So is that what scares you? Maybe the like
what scares me is not going into the transfer market and solidifying some spots. We've done well in the market, beautifully well. Spent about $300 million in the last two seasons, which is probably one transfer window for some coaches.
But you won the Super Bowl.
And the Stanley Cup. Don't forget that.
And the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Shout out to the Avalanche.
So I think the owners want to make it a dynasty of winning everything. Yeah. So I think they're starting to give the money a little bit. And it's not about just getting the money. It's about spending it properly. And the personnel they brought in, it's just that Jesus signing is it's transformative.
Okay. So did you think that this would be, I mean, it's early days. Did you think that was Arsenal fandom? Were you guys this happy? Like, did you think that he would be the guy like this to start?
I thought it would have been an upgrade from Aubameyang and Lacazette, which is what you're looking for, and Nketiah.
So then it's already a good signing.
So it's already a good signing that way, but just the first three games.
Well, he's playing he's playing like he has something to prove, right?
I just don't know how you let a guy like that go.
Erling Haaland.
And his buddy.
That's Zinchenko. Why, right?
Why do you let Zinchenko go as well?
Cancelo?
Yeah, but one guy?
No, I agree with you. Reggie.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Why do you need Haaland?
He's going back to City.
Why do you need Haaland if you have Jesus?
I don't think you need him. I think because my club can't do this anymore, you know. But I think if you have the chance to get him, that's what they did. I think that's what City did. They had a chance to get Erling Haaland. Let's face it, who had a chance? PSG, Man City, Real Madrid, and so on. So they had a chance. They went for him. I think it's a great situation. They weren't getting the minutes they wanted. So Zinchenko and Jesus are now in a situation, especially Jesus going to the World Cup with a team that could probably win the World Cup in Brazil. So he goes there. He's playing with like a man alive. He wants to win. He wants to show. So I think it's a good thing. I think Haaland's going to score goals for City. We know that. Haaland is. He's going to do great. He's going to be fine. So I think it's a good fit. Okay, where's Arsenal going to finish? Today on, what is it, August 20th? What do you think? Give me your prediction.
The end of the season or the end of
the end of the season. Where does Arsenal finish?
You're going to be in top four.
Okay. Oh, Ross is yelling third place.
And I think Ross is correct there. But,
third place, okay.
Am I worried about Manchester City? I don't think so. Am I worried about Liverpool? A little bit more than Man City, I think. I'm not saying that Arsenal's going to finish second.
You're just saying matchup-wise.
But matchup-wise, I think, you know, we played Man City the first time we played Man City last year. I think we lost 5-1, 5-0, 5-2 or something like that.
And you were coming into it in a bad spot.
In a bad spot. And then the second time we played them, I believe it was 2-1, and they had to get a 96th-minute winner from Rodri to beat us. So, I mean... It's so funny.
Okay, so what's your...
Third place.
Third place for Arsenal. Your Premier League prediction?
It's going to be one of the two that it always is. It's going to be either Manchester United or Chelsea. No, it's going to be Liverpool or City.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Liverpool or City, which one? It's going to come down to, you know, end of the season again, like it did the last two seasons. A point here, a point there. But Man City... Liverpool, you can flip-flop. Arsenal, fourth place. I don't know.
Chelsea? Tottenham? You're never going to say Tottenham, right?
Never going to say Tottenham, and I'm not convinced about Chelsea either.
I can't. I don't even know. I mean, because you look, Arsenal's playing at a clip where I think they're going to finish top four. But do I really believe that Tottenham and Chelsea are going to be out? I guess. One of them's got to be out. If I'm putting Arsenal in my top four, I know these
someone
guys
has
are too.
To, someone has
Who's
to
coming out? So I don't
someone
know.
Has to leave, so I don't know.
Wrong. I'm going to go with... Ross, you should come and have a seat here. Ross, come here. Let's get you in here now quickly. We'll get you for your couple minutes. We'll end with Max.
Spurs.
So I'll give you mine. So Ross is going to join us here. Ross from... Soccer Max, you can tell he's wearing the team that's going to win the Scudetto this year. There it is. It's going to be AC Milan. I mean, sorry, Juventus, right? Yeah, we're going to get Max in here to end the show with us. But I look what I'm wearing. Come on, guys. Trezeguet.
Wow.
I'm real straight.
Wow, yeah. Try if you're an Italian soccer fan, you should know about how much he broke Italy's heart in 2000. But yeah, great striker. Before I get to Ross stuff, Reggie, so that's your top four. That's it. You don't know? You don't care. As long as
City,
Arsenal's
Liverpool,
in it.
Arsenal, and the fourth, I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Gotta give me some. Chelsea?
Fulham.
This guy. Look how happy this guy is. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll go out on a limb here.
Okay.
I'm going to go Liverpool wins the league. They're still going to come back and win the league.
Okay.
Man,
people are looking, right now.
I know. This is not a good prediction right now, is it? Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to go Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Spurs.
Okay.
I left Chelsea out of the top four.
Chelsea stinks, though.
They have done that, Vince. I don't know, Max. I don't know.
Your premier signing was Sterling. You're done.
I think that's where they're going to find a bit of trouble. I just can't bet against Antonio Conte. I know you hate hearing that, but the Spurs, I just think that there's something special there. Yeah, I think it's happening, man.
Come on.
Harry Kane scored again today.
How is he turning them around?
Great point at Chelsea. He's loving this. Got a great point at Chelsea last week at the bridge. Whoa, Tuchel and Conte. Okay, let's do this quickly.
But that shouldn't have happened.
Tuchel and Conte. I know Vince was on. He's still Vince is here at the store. Vince, Tuchel or Conte? What do you think? Good, bad? What do you think? Who is more guilty? I'll tell the
Conte. Has to be. Of course.
Conte was looking for them. Looking to pick a fight. So Vince says Conte. Max? You're going Conte? Ross?
I'm not a big
this. Yeah. I think that's why. Okay. So I know. Yeah. So I know why Vince and Ross picked Conte. But here's where we're going. So Tuchel versus Antonio Conte. You guys do understand that Reggie loves Thomas Tuchel or liked him a lot. But Antonio Conte is now the manager of Spurs. So, Reggie, who is more guilty?
Who do you think? Conte.
I really.
He ran down the line cheering the goal. Yeah. Come on. You don't run in front of the other team's bench doing that.
Yeah.
And then Tuchel did it back. And then at the end, he started it.
So, I think I've mentioned now many times that Antonio Conte isn't my cup of tea either. But I respect him as a winner. He gets results. I am not betting against him. I think Tottenham finishes top four.
Did they get better? Did they get better this
year? Jose Mourinho. We're going to get to Jose Mourinho next with Max.
Did they get better?
Did Spurs? Chelsea get better?
Spurs?
Oh, Spurs got better for me. They
did.
So no. So they sweep one out, Vince. I didn't see the game. They beat Wolves
1-0.
1-0. No.
How did they get better? It's the same team. They brought Perisic in. Big deal.
It's a big deal.
Is it?
A big deal. Yeah.
In the Premier League?
I think so.
I don't know, man.
They had a great front three. Do you need to bring in much more? Harry Kane?
Well, it depends.
Sonny?
Depends.
You're just bitter, Reggie.
With Kane. Because if one of those two gets injured, it's all over.
I'm not betting against Spurs. But anyway, I'm not betting against Conte. But there it is. I picked Liverpool. People think I'm nuts.
Fourth. Yeah, but you know that's not going to. You know that's that.
Yeah, I think Liverpool's going to happen.
Forever.
Okay, so before we get to the saga at Man United, we're going to talk to Ross. Ross, again, talk about one of our great fans and a guy who always is telling us what to do on the show or ideas, just like Max, okay? But he is a diehard Juventus fan. He is, for me, probably one of the most knowledgeable Juve fans and soccer fans around. He follows them. I know as much as I get, ruins my days when I'm watching AC Milan. It's the same thing with Ross and his love for Juve. Ross, where does Juve finish? Come on, give me the straight goods.
The straight goods? It's simple. they're gonna be in the top three as well. I don't know exactly if they're gonna finish second or third, but I can't see them winning again.
You see Inter, Ross? Is that?
I see Inter.
I think so too.
They're just all around, just well built.
Deeper.
Yeah.
Second year under Inzaghi.
Yeah, and then when it comes to second, third, fourth, it could be a toss up. Anywhere between Milan, Juve, Roma, or Napoli. I don't even know who to go with.
Napoli. It's very early, right? So
it's really early. Yeah. You don't know. And you don't know injuries, right? So, yeah.
Ross, you agree with my thing of like Chiesa being so vital if he comes back?
Huge. If you have a start, like, let's be serious. If you have Vlahovic and then you have Di Maria and Chiesa on either side of it,
Kostic.
Kostic is a player who is known not only for actually scoring,
assists.
He's a great passer, right? So I think, you know, him in behind, I was telling Max earlier too, like, they lost Morata. Morata was that second tier striker who can actually pass a ball.
Yeah.
But they got Kostic. I think he's even better.
So, well, because
I think that's a good acquisition.
They're not getting it from central positions, right? They didn't get, they had a number 10 type player in Dybala and that. So I think it's from the wide areas. And I think you still have the, that guy. Hey, you might know him, Cuadrado. Like, you know, Juve's still Juve, guys. I'm not just playing games. You know, I've picked them to fish 1-2 with Inter. And we'll get to my wild card team after.
So when's the Inter Juve? When is that game?
Derby D?
I think that's later
Reggie,
on.
Reggie, do you remember this?
Perhaps
in November. That's Milan Derby. Derby d'Italia. Is it?
Inter usually plays in November with Juve or something.
Yeah, we'll have to check.
Check that.
Ross, so that's your prediction for Juve. So you're saying like second, third.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to do? So what are you looking for them to do? Are you looking for them to do something by Monday's trade deadline? Is it Monday the deadline? No, 31st.
It's coming up. Yeah, coming soon. Up, maybe another week, 10 days.
What do you think they really need to add? I mean, I know there's Memphis Depay.
They've added already. What do you think? They've added already.
Added, but I'm still not happy with completely the midfield they have. I guess, you know, he's still without Pogba in the lineup. That's a big loss. Obviously, he's a starter, right?
Maybe back in October or earlier. Maybe earlier.
I think late September. Possibly knows when.
So you're okay with the center back situation?
No, I'm not. Joe and I talked about this earlier, Reg. Bremer,
fantastic.
I am ecstatic that we got him.
Ross, did you want to introduce?
Because he is one of the best center backs.
Yeah, defender of the year in Serie A last year, by the way. But Reggie, I was talking to people about this. Ross, you might have to introduce Bremer to a lot of Juve fans because I don't know if they knew him. Even though he played in the same, you did.
Exactly.
Bremer's great. He's a great addition. But
no, he's a great addition.
You're saying the same thing. Maybe another one.
Bonucci's not going to be able to keep up all season. He's older, right? He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the pace. They brought in a guy like Gatti, who's from the second division. I don't even know what to expect from him.
Good prospect, but young.
Yeah, good guy off the bench. I was telling Joe, I can possibly see if they don't grab another type of defender, I can see them using Danilo as a center back beside Bremer. Because he's got that experience, and I think he can play the ball off a little bit better.
Bremer's a beast.
I just think fitness wise, Bonucci to me he's just not there.
What was the problem with De Ligt?
De Ligt, I like De Ligt, but I guess
he wanted to go.
You wanted to go, or
I think. Honest with you, Reg, I think they wanted to cash in before.
Absolutely.
Might be too late.
How much did they sell De Ligt for, Reg? Ross?
They got him for, I think it was 85, I think around 85 mil or 90 mil, and they just sold him for about 75, 80. So they still did okay with
good.
That. Right? After 2 years of not winning anything.
I think they did well to get rid of him at that price.
Wouldn't you want to pair him with Bremer?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if he'll fit in with Bremer. I think Bremer is this. I don't know. He's hard on the ball. He wins tackles, breaks tackles,
can recover
the ball, recovers. De Ligt's kind of the same. I don't see them working together. I think you need another center back who can complement. Like Bonucci can. He's just too old. That's all. Like he knows how to play the ball smart, move the ball to the outsides.
I still say, guys,
play the long ball, but he's not fit. So.
I still say, like, he can play a pass. Max is doing the ping a ball sign for Bonucci for sure. I just think you need center backs that are athletic, that can recover, and so on. Reggie talked about his team. Those two guys doing a good job. Mm-hmm. AC Milan won the championship. Those 10 games down the stretch or 9 games, not conceding a goal. Everyone says Tomori, 100%. I agree. Kalulu and Tomori was the tandem. You get someone beside Bremer.
With AC Milan, they have that tandem.
You get someone and beside Bremer.
His depth in behind there because the injuries happen throughout the season. So you need that one guy to just make their appearance a couple times to help out. But the main guys, those two guys, got to start all season. For all those teams, right?
I mean, look at...
I think Juve's missing that.
Yeah.
So I hope that they end up figuring that out. My theory is Danilo will... He can play the outside.
That's a good shout, man. Danilo he gets so much...
When Pirlo was the coach...
I like Danilo.
You see how much he used them everywhere?
Yeah, right? I like
he
Danilo
used them
lot.
As a defensive mid. He used them on the outside.
I like Danilo a lot.
So I think he...
Former Man City, Reg.
He can play in the middle with... a Bremer, but has a little more of an offensive.
I like the
push.
I like the call of Danilo. I really do.
Yeah. So
I do that.
They do need.
So Ross, your top four. If you had to, who's going to finish out of the top four?
Which one?
In Italy.
Where are the clubs?
Major
I would pick. I'm gonna go Inter. I'm gonna have to say Juve second. I'm gonna have to say Roma third. I'm gonna say Milan fourth.
There you go.
That's my call.
There's your prediction. Do I get my Serie A one now, or do I have to wait because I'm a Milan guy? I'll wait for Max.
You wanna do one?
No, Inter, Juve, Roma, Milan. I'm going with Ross.
That's your top four?
Yeah.
These are very hard on Milan. I don't understand.
No, you know, we'll see. I don't think they'll win the league this year, but I think that
I think I could see Milan even slipping into like third or fourth.
Would you ever say a champion the next season might not make top four, even though they got better?
I don't know. They might have gotten better. I think tomorrow, like a big game against Atalanta and Bergamo is gonna, if they get out with a tie, it'll be good. I think AC Milan, for me, I still want to see it's like, you know, continuity. Can they keep this up? I think Capello said the same thing.
I think Milan's team starting lineup is one of the best in the league. But I talked to Joe about this. Depth. I'm scared because Champions League, all the Serie A games, you know, can they keep that same starting 11 the whole season?
Yeah.
And they don't have that much depth. I was telling Joe, they did add a few key pieces, but I think they just had to add a little bit more. Yeah. And I hope they do.
And I actually like their depth because...
competitive more, right?
I think that Rebic is like a signing. He was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah, he was.
And when Rebic first came, the idea was that he would play as a striker and a winger. And that's what he's doing now. He's playing as a front striker, target striker. He's tenacious. He can get behind. He can connect. And he can get balls in. So I think for me... I got to trust Maldini here. I said it all of last year. You know, Charles de Ketelaere is a good player. I think that's a good signing. And there are a lot of teams after him. Adli, who was on loan last year, they kept him at Bordeaux. He's a, you know, player who's like the French national team wanted to make sure they secured his nationalism, you know, and his passport, sorry, and he's playing with Algeria. So, again, it's tempered. I have more faith in them this year than I did last year. I do think... the lack of trust, the lack of, like, all the pundits in Italy, Reggie, are not giving them love. I think that that's going to help them. It's going to help them because they still don't believe in them. And the team, and Pioli's using it saying, wow, we won the title, and they still don't believe in you. I think it's great.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's great fodder for them. So.
I believe in any other league, coaching is much
too.
More of an emphasis to win the Scudetto than any other league.
I agree.
The coaches that we have, especially Pioli's the coach with the players he has, that system, he can get these guys to just do what he needs them to do, and they can win him the league again.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
It's depth, right? And injuries with every team, right? Every league. I think that's what it is. Look at the coaches at the top. We're talking about Mourinho, Allegri, which I can't stand.
But still a top coach.
You know, Pioli and we got Spalletti for Napoli. Like, they're good coaches, really good coaches.
So I agree, Ross, 100%. To answer Reggie's thing, why maybe we're not giving the champions enough love, I think because the Champions League is a big one. Last year was, you're the Champions League. I think, by all means, I don't think AC Milan is a front runner to win the Champions League. But a good step would be for them to get out of their group.
Better pot they have too, Joe, you said?
Yeah, they're in pot one this year as the Italian champion, which is great.
No group of death.
Last year was, you know, the group of death with Atletico and Liverpool and Porto with no slouch, right? So I think that should be their goal, in my opinion. You know, top four, stay in the top four. Maldini said it 2 years ago. We need to finish in the top four for 5, 6, 7 years, right? And if that includes a championship, great. So I think that's why. So in Paolo Maldini, I trust. I think that that's what Max is saying in terms of Mourinho. So I want to get to Max's Roma. Ross, TFC, though, can they make the playoffs?
Absolutely. They're going to do it. Tonight, they're going to beat
They're going to do it.
Tonight, Ross, they're going to beat They're going to beat Miami tonight. They're going to push. The only problem I have is the team that's put, like the players on the team that are putting up the goals, we really need a striker because this is hurting them. This is where Altidore really helped us.
It's true.
Having someone put the ball in the net, and I think they're going to push. They have the right mix. Bradley's got them going now, organized. They're playing in the right positions, but it's killing us that we don't have that striker.
Got to get Jimenez back.
Yeah.
To where he was before the guys came, right?
Yeah.
So now I think
he's
his role's diminished a little bit, right? So a
little bit of confidence down. They got to get him going.
And Ross, before you go, I want you to know, we'll leave you on this because I have Vince's opinion, and Max is going to sit down right now with us. Where does Ronaldo end up?
Ronaldo's going back to Sporting Lisbon if he's a smart man.
Ross, okay.
If he's a smart man, because you know what? I don't see any team taking him with that salary and that attitude. All right.
Not a chance.
Yeah, it's
Vince, what do you got? Oh, Vince saying he's staying put. Okay.
No way.
We got staying put. When we get Max on, he'll tell us.
I think Sporting will, because that's the only Reggie, thing. He'll make the money.
No one can pay him.
Reggie's got him staying put. I read something that said Borussia Dortmund. Amazing, eh? Wouldn't that be something?
That's what we heard too, yeah.
Amazing.
Sporting.
Ross is Sporting. Max going to sit down with us. Ross, thank you. And guys.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ross. And again, come to Soccer Max. Come every day. They're all good. Ross is here on Saturday. I mean, people tell you it's an experience. So come in and see him. He'll help you out. And now we got Max. Can we see Max here? Do we see him?
Max, you gotta come over a little bit, buddy.
Come on, man. We want to see you.
There we go. Okay.
The Soccer Max. Max is a beyond a friend of our show. Massive supporter. Again, he's always helping us out. With stuff, the sign here. He's welcoming us into our store, or into his store, I should say. And we thank you, Max, for everything, because anything, any idea that we have, you support it. You give us ideas. You're always welcoming. So thank you, Max.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my absolute pleasure to have you guys here. I'm thrilled that you do your podcasts here. And believe me, I do follow. And, you know, everything that's being discussed today, I'm very attentive, because let me put it to you this way. Customers who come into my store always want to talk about soccer. It's crazy. Yeah. There was a time where, okay, they'd blurt out a headline and something they heard or whatever. Now they really get into the nitty gritty. And sometimes you just left, wow, how do I engage this guy? Because, you know, he's really wants to talk about soccer. So I find the clientele has really changed in that respect. They really know what's going on, and listening educated, to your show just gives me that little advantage, because I get what you guys are saying, and I really respect it. And yeah, listen, again, wonderful to have you back. And of course, I would like to see more appearances for you guys to come in.
Yeah, we got to do this. Yeah,
that'd be great. So I do want to say that we're having an excellent summer, you know, business wise, and again with your very, very generous shout outs. We're thrilled about that too. And in the soccer world, you know, of course, when you're talking about TFC and the buzz around TFC and everything that's going on there, and then of course the transfer market, which
still going, rumors.
Yeah, you know, it's bewildering sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's enough to make you cry, and then sometimes, wow, where did that come from?
Exactly.
Really exciting. So, you know, it's just wonderful to talk, and especially amongst friends, people who really
that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, understand what's going on.
But Max, rumors and excitement. I mean, listen, you're a Roma fan, so excitement probably around amongst, I would say, Reggie, I think, even any club in the world, there's been a lot of excitement. Look at the interest that Roma has gotten worldwide, attention, I should say, when they welcomed Dybala. Yeah. What a sight. We all saw the stuff on social media, all the clips. It was absolutely incredible. The Roma fans, I don't think a lot of people outside of, you know, Italy and certain, unless you're a diehard, understand that they are really diehard fans. They have a special connection to their club.
Yeah, I truly believe that. We started seeing that when the fans started coming back after, you know, the COVID lockouts and things like that. And the attendance has just sparked, which is great. The new ownership, Mourinho. By the way, Mourinho is going into his second year. And historically, second year is huge for Mourinho.
Second year is huge for Mourinho.
Wherever he's been, yeah.
I mean, I love that you say that, because we're going to talk about United. And you know what? That job that he did, how important does it look? How good does it look now, finishing second?
Well, he said that's one of his best accomplishments coaching, was getting that team second. And I think he won Europa League that year too.
Did. And that's why I say, with Max's Roma, who I think is by far easiest take, and you know, I'm sure Vince and Ross will agree, as Max will too. You know, I'm not the first one to say it. Roma could win this league, guys. Roma could win the league. If they go on a streak, I'm saying, hold on. Did anybody pick Milan to win the league at the beginning of last year? at the beginning of the year you did, Reggie?
Not okay, necessarily thanks, Reggie. The same thing, Joe. With all due respect. With all due respect.
Could. They could go on a run, right?
They could. Because you have the domestic league, you have the European tournaments.
But if they win, if they finish top four, we know it's a massive improvement.
Definitely.
But let's look at the bit of business they did.
Is that the target, though, to finish in the top four? Or is it to win Europa League?
You tell me.
Here's my problem. And this is where I get a little anxious.
You might as well finish top four.
Because playing in Europa League, they play Thursdays. Yeah. They play Thursdays. So, and then you follow up with a Sunday game. Not enough time, especially with the traveling.
There's a squad. There's more depth, traveling. Right, depth of squad.
Also, yeah. Even though they improved themselves with the transfer market, they didn't grow their numbers.
Max, we talked about this yesterday. I thought was a good thing.
Yeah.
But then Max has a pretty good take on this. So Max, we talked about, okay, so let's go with this. How much, and tongue in cheek, you know, how much did they pay for Matic, Max?
For Matic, zero.
Zero. How much did they pay for Wijnaldum?
Zero.
How much did they pay for Dybala?
Zero.
Where this are we going?
Like PSG last year.
So this would usually be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Max has a different opinion.
I see it this way. This transfer market netted Roma 35 million euros. Which is a very positive thing.
They made money, Reg.
But here's my problem. The new ownership was supposed to bring the team to a new level, which it has, across the full range of everything that is business related to running a soccer team. However, in the transfer market, you expected that, okay, we didn't realize that there were going to be so many free transfers, but you knew that the Friedkin brothers were there to spend the money and get the players Mourinho really needs.
But
at the end of the day, they didn't spend that money.
Those are great names, Friedkin brothers.
But they didn't spend that money. Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself,
but maybe they're not done, Max.
There's still time.
Well, who's out there really that you really want? You know what I mean?
But you don't have to. I said this to you yesterday, all kidding aside, you know, could be the January window, right? You know, so but, I don't know. Roma is a dangerous thing. And I said a full season of Pellegrini might be so. Spinazzola coming back.
Is he back?
He's back. So let's, you know, Vince is nodding over here too. Like, think about Spinazzola in November, December, you know, when he finally gets back to full go. That's like a new, it's like a Chiesa coming into Juve, right? Yeah. So I think, and listen, Gini Wijnaldum has been there, done that, right? Gini Wijnaldum, let's not forget, is a quality player. I think Romani's then at a second, maybe another striker, Max. Maybe a center back.
Center back. They talk a lot about it, but I'm really high on Kumbula.
That's a good. Yeah,
you know what? He's young. I think he fills the spot.
And a year older too.
And also Cristante has played center back as well. And he could drop back. He hasn't said no. He's never said no in the past. He could do that.
Canadian roots there, guys.
So if you want to put the proper midfield and still use Cristante, you can.
So you're okay then with that, right, Matt?
I'm fine with it. Now if they go out and get I don't know who's available, Bailey. I don't know. You hear so many names out there. But anyway, if they don't, it doesn't really matter.
Well, we got a lot of Roma fans. We got Vince and I'll say we have a lot of guys around us, right? Marcello, good one of our friends, big Roma guy, and also Tommy Bianchi, who's been on our show, Reg, saw him today, and he's asked, he still did the show. I go, we do, and I said, you must be excited, big Roma fans. So Roma fans are excited, and you should be.
We are excited.
You should be. Top four, Max? Come on. Got to happen, no?
Top four, I think Mourinho is going for the Europa League. I think really? They got a very good shot at Europa League, and finishing top four.
Tough though, ain't it? Yes, Europa League because you got to look at who drops out of the Champions League. It's a I think that top four might be that their avenue. The point is they got to get in the Champions League. Right?
Mourinho's all about trophies. So, given that he's all about trophies,
the Conference League. Did you guys win a Conference?
That's right. Yeah, what a conference.
Hey,
yeah,
it's a European trophy.
That's a novel concept.
It's a trophy.
So, Max, you're saying more Champions League? More Europa League than he would be.
I think the focus is Europa League.
Well, Max made a good point because of the Thursday game and maybe lack of
the Thursday game is squad is too difficult to bounce back from and play on a Sunday or even Monday. But anyway, but that's fine. But overall, I'm very excited and. I'm also excited, and I promise, I vow to be your field reporter when I go to Roma to watch Roma play Juventus on March 5th at Olympic Stadium. I will be there.
That's amazing. So as Vince and Ross are looking for a plane ticket, maybe an invite, but that's amazing. That's great.
I want to be there with the 65,000 fans singing the Roma national anthem.
So. Yeah, we're going to need some footage, and that's amazing. And then that's a big battle, Juve Roma, man.
I want to see if Roma's for real, which they are, but I also want to see if Juve's good enough to finish second, which is a distinct possibility. But I'm kind of disappointed, Reggie. You did not hold his feet to the fire and ask him his prediction for next week's game, Roma Juventus.
Roma Juve.
Ross, what do you say, Ross?
I'm gonna go and say it's gonna be tough.
Oh, Vince, I know Vince's gonna go. It's gonna be Juve win.
Oh yeah,
2-0.
This is like enough's enough.
You're playing at home, so.
Dybala's gonna be asking Allegri if he's allowed to play. You gotta go to Mourinho.
Yeah, but anyway, I appreciate you coming. I want to congratulate AC Milan, Arsenal. You're off to a great start. You're on fire. The jerseys are wonderful, whether it's the home, the away, or the third.
They're literally flying out of here.
I was watching the game this morning. I said, wow, they look really good.
Yeah,
not only tactically or technically, but you know, their uniforms are fantastic.
Well, really, guys, I always say this. The show is a good show, I think, because you guys make it a good show, but a happy Reggie makes for a better show. So
Actually, not always.
Sometimes a mad Reggie could be really good show too. I mean, I'm neurotic and crazy about AC Milan. I won the championship. I didn't start celebrating until the 78th minute of the last game
of the season. That's
76th minute, Ross. So there you go. So, but anyway, we all have our ways, as me and Ross have watched hundreds of games together with the Italian national team. So he knows all about that. But Max, thank you.
Where are you guys going to watch this year's World Cup?
That was a good one. I like what Reggie said, where we're going to watch this year's World Cup. What we're going to do, Reggie. Yeah, so I'm predicting Argentina is going to win the World Cup.
Already?
No.
Why?
No, he's not saying it's fixed.
I think Ross is playing law of averages.
Yeah, there you go.
Law of averages,
I'm saying eventually I think Messi will win the World Cup, but I'm just saying. You know, Reggie said what we'll do. Well, we're going to be, first of all, we're cheering for Canada, right? So there we go. We're going to cheer for Canada. But on those days that we have off, Reggie, where I usually watch an Italy game, what I'm just going to do is, he knows what's happening, I'm going to pop in a little DVD, old school, Reggie, 2006, and relive history. Because
2022,
thank God we have history.
Is that the steel briefcase full of money?
That's it, yeah. No, 2006.
Okay.
That's right. So we're going to cheer for Canada. We'll cheer for Canada. We're going to get our Canada.
We don't like sand in our shoes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, is that it? Didn't like the hotels, didn't want to go. Right?
That's it. We're gonna get the Canadian fan forum going. Yeah. We're gonna cheer for Canada, but you know.
I tell everybody that and everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. They will get a result.
I'm with
Belgium.
Vince here too.
I'm telling you.
My prediction will not come until 2 weeks before the World Cup when we do a little preview show here. So there you go. We're going to do it here, Max. So you have my word. We'll do a preview show here. We can't, Reggie, you're giving stuff away already, so we can't do that. TFC, Max, you said jerseys are
Jerseys are out. They're sold out, which is a good thing. Not necessarily, but it is a good thing.
Does TFC make the playoffs, Max?
They'll make the playoffs. They'll go deep into the playoffs. Yeah, they will. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Max says not only make it, they'll go deep. I have a feeling if they just get in, if they just sneak in, obviously we know if they get in, they could be very dangerous, but they got to make up those points. Starting with tonight, got to be Inter Miami, right? So
they're ahead of them, right? Inter Miami's ahead of
them. They are, yeah. So they need to win this one.
Yeah, it's a key game tonight for sure. Anything less than a tie is not good, but a win is definitely
have to win. At this point in the season, it has to be wins. It can't be draws. It has to be wins.
Well, they're both on winning streaks, I think.
They are.
TFC's on 5 and Inter Miami's on 4, yeah.
So. We're going to leave it with two things here. So we talked a little bit about the Ronaldo saga, but that's intertwined with Manchester United. Is there any way out, Manchester United? What a debacle this is. If you're Erik ten Hag, are you going, what did I get myself into? Thoughts, Reggie? Let's go with Max first. Then we'll get,
yeah, I just want to throw out this one thought. But how unfair is it for a new coach to have to deal with this problem, which should have been foreseen?
And who signed the contract?
Are we saying now? Let's say this: is that I agree, Max? Is the problem you're talking about, you're alluding to, Manchester United in general or Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, I think it's the Manchester United ownership that has really come under the magnifying glass right now. For a lot of things they have not done. So anyway, you guys carry on. I appreciate it. I got to go back.
Max got to actually work, guys. So there you go. Yeah. So thanks, Max, for having us. Like we said, well, these guys kind of got, you know, they jumped the gun a bit, but it's good. It's excitement. We will be our World Cup preview and stuff. We're going to try to have it here at Max's, at Soccer Max and Maple. We'll have predictions. We'll have, hopefully have, some people out here giving the Canadian love, and we'll get our predictions. But Max, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And,
thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Max.
All right. Good luck with the show.
Thank you. Reg, Manchester United. Quickly, we're going to go with the United, and then we're going to get to another team with a bit of trouble in paradise, if you will.
Well, it just shows how much of a good season Arsenal had last year. I'm going to bring everything back to Arsenal because we're really fantastic this season.
Vince is chomping at the bit here, but yeah,
their season start is mirroring Arsenal's season start last year. No goals, bottom of the table, no wins, crappy team. Arteta was able to turn it around, almost got top four. So,
I think that is the same, but I think that.
But that's what I'm going to say. They're not going to get relegated. They're not going to be.
No, they're not going to get relegated.
But they won't. Europa Conference League might be more of their speed. Eighth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or in and around there. That's what I think.
I just think with any club. Like, I think Arsenal is allowed to do what they're doing now because they had to go through all that. You got to sort out your back room. You got to sort out your administration. You got to sort out that stuff.
But you can't have Ten Hag has come in. You have to give him time.
No, Reggie, that's what I'm saying. I don't blame Ten Hag. I'm talking about.
I know you don't.
Yeah, and I'm saying that I think is a good signing. That's a good manager to have. But the problems lie, I'm not the first one to say it, with everything else with the ownership and beyond. The belief isn't there, obviously. I'm not saying anything new.
It's the players. I know everyone says the ownership. I get it.
No, but I'm saying it's the culture. Like, there's a belief. Like, these players are good players on paper. Yeah. Sometimes it's just like you got to be in a different environment, you know?
Not all of them.
You got to be somewhere else. I mean, they bring in Casemiro. That's the position they need to start with. I mean, they can start with so many. That's a good way to start.
That's the wrong guy.
I don't know if it's the wrong guy, but I'm saying that the type of, what he represents is a good thing for them. Right, what he represents. There's a ton of issues wrong with Manchester United. We're not going to get into everything else. Here's my question. You kind of answered it for you, though. Can they turn around? Can they get to even sniffing the top six?
Nope.
Edgy says no.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't see who's going to come in and score for them, because no goals up until now.
Yeah.
I don't know who is going to defend. They brought in $65 million Lisandro Martinez. I did not know he was that short. He's not gonna win anything in the back. And you have the guy he plays beside too, Harry Maguire. It's an issue.
I think Ten Hag brings in
with Varane on the bench. I don't get it. But
I don't understand that.
Anyway,
I don't understand that. I think he looks a frustrated man, Ten Hag. Does he need time? Absolutely.
Yeah, but these guys bring it on themselves. Like I said, he signed the contract.
Okay, so we'll leave it at this. Let's ask this question.
Yeah.
Oh, they're closed. You closed? Sorry, you're closed. They're closed. Closed? Sorry, we got customers coming in. We don't know. So for me, I would say better question. Does Ten Hag, if he keeps losing, does he make it?
If he keeps losing, does he make it? I think so. I think they're actually going to give him time. It's whether he wants to stay. In that nonsense, depending what they do with Ronaldo, depending what they do with their defense, De Gea, I don't know. He looks.
So what I'm saying is, does he make it? Does he make it? Does Ten Hag just have this whole year that says, okay, it's for you, or is it like, nah, he's gonna be gone?
If he leaves, it's his choice. That's what I think. So I think he stays whether they finish 8th, 9th, 10th. I don't think the club's going to let him go or sack him.
This might be an unpopular take. Maybe it is. I think he's like, what did I get myself into?
Of course he is. Of course he is. He has to be.
So that's what I think.
You would think the team is better. You're going to a team with Ronaldo. He's going to be a game changer. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to leave. You're looking at Rashford, a young player, English national team. He's going to score goals. He's not doing anything. Sancho looks like he should be playing in NCAA. Terrible.
I think I'll leave it at this with United. I think Ten Hag is a guy who comes in and it has to be culture because of what he's done. In, you know, of course, in the Champions League with Ajax. I'm not saying that. But he needs total buy-in. Right? He needs total buy-in. He's a big, I'm not saying he's a small name, but he's not the name of these other top tier managers. Is he a top quality manager? No doubt. I think there's a problem with Ronaldo too. It's like, Ronaldo's like, what am I doing here? I want to be in the Champions League. He said, I want to be in Champions League. My only issue is this. It's an anchor with Ronaldo. Same thing he did with Juventus. Is that, tell me you're out before so that we can move on. He's hanging on. What is he hanging on? This should have been settled far, you know, before the season has gotten here, started. And now, what do you do? So I think that adds to the Ten Hag, you know, crisis. So I don't know.
We've spoken about it earlier when Ross was on. No one can afford him.
No one wants that salary. I mean, he's been saying
he's not going anywhere.
He's been said no to by, like, I don't know how many people, right? Because of the salary. I think the salary.
Atletico, no.
Inter, no. AC Milan, no. PSG, no.
And they have
Bayern money. Munich.
They have the money to take him, but
you know, there was something I heard that said he might go back to Juventus, but again, they can't afford the salary either. So, look, Reggie. So, we're here. We've talked a lot, you know, about a lot of things here.
Yeah.
What about one more saga? So we're going to end it on three letters of both. Before we get to TFC, what about what's happening at PSG?
Good on them. Good for them. They got Mbappe. He's seeming to be an egomaniac. Good for them. They deserve it.
So you're like, you know what? This is what you signed up for, bringing all these guys in.
That's it.
This is going to happen.
That's it.
Yeah, PSG is, Mbappe. I mean, what are we doing? You know, like, I mean, what do you think? I mean, is that, who's wrong in that situation?
It's gonna
talking about the PK situation, right? Who takes the PK? Who does that? What's happening?
I see it at TFC. I saw it at TFC, actually.
But who do you side with at PSG here on this one? yeah, Cavani.
Cavani, yeah. I don't know. Strikers want to score. Maybe he wants to, you know, see the ball hit the back of the net. I don't know. But
my take is this: with Max and I talked about this yesterday.
You can see it both sides. So
we said this last year with PSG. So your PSG, you compile this massive trio. Then you bring in Sergio Ramos. Okay, he was hurt. You have to win the Champions League. So It's nothing has changed. Yes, the stuff with Mbappe. Yes, there's ego. You got to put that all aside. You have to win the Champions League. Because if you win the Champions League, people say, yeah, so what? You're supposed to do it. If you don't, you're still a flop. They have to put all that aside. Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, it doesn't matter. You got to win the Champions League. You got to win the Champions League. They've sorted it out. They've said that they're going to pick Donnarumma, I guess. I think Navas might be going to Napoli. That's the latest we're hearing, right? So there's no more goalkeeper controversy.
Still rating Donnarumma?
That's not my point. I'm good with – I'm okay. I don't know. I'm looking at Roscoe. I'm good with what AC Milan has with Mike Maignan. So, but what I'm saying is that they've decided they're going to go with Donnarumma, right? Not me, them, right? And Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, you got to win. You got to win the Champions League because –
How important is it to those – well, two of those three guys – to win the Champions League that they've won before?
I think Neymar needs to win it as being more of a leader on it. I think Messi's going to go back to Barcelona, so it's like, for me, it doesn't matter, but, you know, eventually.
We should speak about Barcelona, too. Like, how are they getting away with what they're doing?
I don't know. Like, every other team is financial fair play, getting destroyed, and there's Barca just, you know, lining up four or five guys. But
not paying players.
Vince is in finance and stuff. Maybe he can help them with creative accounting.
That's it, buddy.
So, okay, we will get into Barca next time. But for me, like I said, the PSG thing, if you rewound this tape and you go back to last year, nothing has changed. They got to win Champions League to even you know, solve this a little bit, because other than that, what did you do this for? I mean, obviously for marketing stuff, but, you know, to win that. TFC Reggie, can they make the playoffs? What are your odds, and what do you think of that?
They can make the playoffs, of course, but again, we said it, no draws and no losses. You have to win out.
They drew last time out, right?
Yeah, they did.
Wednesday
those,
night.
Those are games you need to win, especially at home.
That was the one that hurt a bit. Great goal by Crescito. Great goal, we said.
But look what we had. Look what you have to score in order to tie the game. Yeah, right?
Absolutely. So they're in trouble that way. I think they're going to make it. I think they have too much quality. I think they're on a really good run. They got to win this game tonight. So it's
wins,
nice to have
wins. That's it.
Got to win.
You can't draw anymore.
Got to win.
And nice. And then hope that this team does that and that team does this. It's you have to win.
Yeah. Nice to see. That buzz. We'll end on a Canadian note. First of all, last year we were a big part of the SOAS Max. This year, because of the rescheduling and so on, the Jody Forno Foot Golf Foundation tournament just happened last week. It was a great event. Vaughn Soccer Club and all those involved, Soccer Max and Football Weekly Podcast had teams in there. Unfortunately, you know, because of the postponement, they still had an event the week later or 2 weeks later, but we'll be back part of that. Next year, it was a great event, amazing stuff. So kudos to everybody involved in that. That was great. Again, Soccer Max and Football Weekly, always big supporters of that event. So that's awesome. The Canadiana angle, we always on Football Weekly, we give you that. We think, we try. A few years ago, way back when, and when we were doing a show in a different place and all that stuff, and you know, in Reggie's basement and so on, we talked about Kamal Miller, Alistair Johnson. You know, Dane Sinclair said, watch out for them, watch out for them. They keep going. These guys keep going. They keep doing things. We had the MLS All-Star Game where Kamal started, and Dane was the MVP of that. You know, Alistair scoring a goal the other week. These guys are still going. So we're going to be continuing that. We're going to be hoping. We're going to fingers crossed. Hopefully, as the World Cup comes, you know, we're going to do our best to get these guys back on the show. So we won't promise, but I think we're going to be able to secure that. So look for that. And again, look for us telling you about young Canadian talent before, you know, anyone else. And I think we pride ourselves on that.
Maybe, Joe. It's not maybe.
It's a certainty. We do. So we'll be telling you about some players to watch making their mark in NCAA. We talked about Alistair Johnston and what he did in the collegiate ranks at Wake Forest and St. John's. We were following him there. Hey, his brother, Malcolm Johnston, starting a season at Maryland with another Canadian, Stephen Capetti, right? And some other players. Those are more. I know there's more, and people are going to say, what about this guy? What about that guy? There are a ton more, but that's just how we started off.
Lots of time to
talk. That's right. Malcolm and Steph doing their thing at Maryland, and we're going to talk about more Canadian players doing their thing. Reggie, we talked a lot.
Did.
We had a lot of guests.
We did.
Good guys.
They are.
Soccer Max, a great place. Some of them. Vince, that was for Vince.
That's for Vince.
Yep. But thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Vince.
Thanks for showing up.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Reginald?
So, guys, like I've mentioned earlier in the beginning of the podcast, we are now on Twitch. We are still on YouTube, still on Instagram. Should we give them the handles?
They're at Football Weekly Pod is the Twitter. Exactly. Right? It's right there. Football Weekly Podcast on Instagram.
Football Weekly Pod on Twitter. The Football Weekly Podcast on YouTube and Twitch. That's it, Joe. It is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
And there's more. And we didn't even touch on some of the things. I want to get into Barcelona.
La Liga, Bundesliga, and so on. But we will. Champions League draw is coming up soon. Yeah, so we've got a ton to talk about there. Right. The transfer window, Reggie's favorite season, right? Transfer rumor season and so on like that, but we got more.
I
got
to talk about my Atletico Madrid.
His Atletico Madrid.
Ross mentioned Morata. He looks really good.
I can't believe Simeone coach team. I heard Reggie this week that Mikel Arteta is going to be doing something really exciting, special at training. He's going to be implementing some what Reggie? He's going to be looking at some old stuff from his mentors. I didn't say who.
Guys, thanks for watching our podcast. If you're watching live, thank you very much. We'll end on that note, and we'll catch you next week. Gotta throw it in there.